So the mayor joins us this morning, and I think we've talked about D.C. enough. I don't know if there's anything else you want to say, but we haven't talked to you since you got back.
It was a good trip.
Yeah.
Really was. And kudos to Representative Flores. He just knocked himself out and his staff.
They're all day, apparently, huh, with you.
All day, arranged for a room. So, you know, in previous things, you're talking to staffers. We were talking to the congressman. Yeah. Both of our senators were there. We got to hear all of them at the same time, and we weren't walking to and fro. Was just excellent, and very impressive to see the kind of esteem he has garnered among his colleagues in just a year and a half. So very impressive. It's a good trip.
Yep. Let's talk about budget. It's a tough time. I was, you know, reading Matthew Watkins' story, and y'all have. Since 2009, you've cut $7 million. I mean, it's something that... And the thing is, it's not like... Now, Brian has had to watch their nickels for a long time, quite honestly. In College Station, things had been a little better. It's kind of hard to change that mindset, but y'all have been working very hard to do that.
Well, we have, and credit goes to our city manager, David Neely, and Chief Financial Officer, Jeff Kirsten. They've done a great job. What we're trying to do is, and we got some preliminary numbers, council meeting Monday because we were not a special meeting, but we moved last Thursday's meeting to Monday because a couple of us were in Washington with a chamber trip. But the numbers that we have is that sales receipts are
up, sales tax revenue.
Sales tax revenue is up about 5%. For the first 6 months of our fiscal year, property tax revenue is flat. And that's, I mean, the appraisal districts have come, their numbers have come out, so it's most likely going to stay flat. So, you know, we're probably going to have to cut some more. I think all of us, I can't speak for anybody but myself, but I think all of us are reluctant to raise taxes, especially in this economy. Don't know what the university is going to do vis-a-vis outsourcing. A lot of couples, husbands and wives, both work there. So that's going to have an impact on probably our sales tax. Mm-hmm. So we just need to be cautious and look to keep trimming.
Nancy Berry joining us this morning. If you had not made the change, we would be having municipal elections coming up soon.
Indeed.
You're not. Speak to the idea that you've got, if you will, an experienced council here. There's not going to have to be a steep learning curve with the budgetary process. Is that going to help, even though you're making cuts, the fact that all hands have been on deck for a while?
I think absolutely it will. We've got a good council. They understand the budget process. They've been through it before. We actually changed a little bit this year on the budget process, where we've always kind of just had our strategic planning retreat usually in June, because we've got new council members on board and we want to get them up to speed. And then we go from that, so to speak, strategic planning retreat, new member orientation, if you will, and then go straight into budget process in July and August, because we have to pass our budget by September. Fiscal year is October 1st. So this year, what we said, we changed around. We had our major strategic planning retreat discussion of priorities in January, which most closely follows the department schedules. They start looking first of the year. So the budget process has already started at the department level. So what we're going to have in June is really like a mid-year course reaction,
okay,
you know, where we used to have it in January.
Sure.
Now we're really following what the city departments have done. So we'll have another
meeting
retreat
to do that, yeah.
Yeah. And,
like you say, a course correction, I guess, as opposed to really doing a learning curve, which is different.
Yeah, and that's different. And so I suspect that our discussions will be, healthy and good, and we'll have, as the saying goes, all hands on deck, because they'll have been there before. So I think that is a real plus.
Primarily, something I think College Station was probably behind, and it looks like you're going to bring it up to the 21st century, is delinquency fees for people who weren't paying their bills. I mean, there's a lot of money out there that you had to write off, $600,000 or so, and maybe another half million this year. That's a lot of money to
half
have to
million
write off.
So far this year.
That's a good
We've
point.
Got 6 months to go, yeah. So we're looking at probably $1 million write off. And what that means is that those of us who pay our bills are picking up the slack.
Yeah. So now, before the end of the month, y'all are looking at making some changes that will do what, as far as the residents are concerned?
Well, what we're going to talk about is we will consider the changes probably at our next meeting on May 24th. And, you know, everybody who pays their bills consistently on time are paying for the write-offs, and they'll see no change. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is raise the utility deposit amounts for residential customers and the delinquent fees for commercial.
Yeah. And again,
it was 25.
25, yeah.
It's really going to reflect the cost to turn on, because you have someone who has made a deposit of $25. Yeah. They know they're leaving next month. Things are tight. They don't pay this month, and by the time we get their delinquent notice, it's next month.
They're gone.
And they're gone. Yeah. So we're on the hook for essentially 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is going to hopefully solve that problem, or at least cut it down. Because when you're in a tight budget, you're looking for everything.
Yeah. And probably something that should have been done 10 years ago. I mean, because that certainly the students' behavior has, and I don't want to hang it all on the students, but it basically is. It's their behavior that caused that. And then real quick, I know the city had to back off some of its green initiatives because they weren't paying for themselves. But you've got a water initiative that looks like it's really going to reap some benefits as far as being able to reuse and reclaim water.
We're going to save about 25 million gallons every year. So that's huge. Think of that as filling in Kyle Field, but 57 feet above the zone.
I like that. Yeah, we're going to freeze the water and play hockey there, right? Yeah.
I don't know. Does the SEC have a
no, they
hockey
don't.
League?
No, they don't. Yeah, no. That could be
a little further south.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But
okay.
But one of the things is that this project has been in the works for more than a decade, and we're probably going to look at Central Park as well, is that the quality of the reclaimed water will help the fields at Veterans Park, which will hopefully attract more teams that'll come, because it'll affect the quality of the playing field.
Sure. There you go. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. Our community interview segment is brought to you by Mar Eye Center.